Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times and you'll have good times. Doing things that you don't understand.
Tonight on Empath of Least Resistance.
But if you love him, you'll forgive him.
Annie and I go into a hot topic.
Even though he's hard to understand.
And hot button issues that affect us all.
If you love him, I'll be.
Our first topic.
Him, 'cause after all,
is very serious. Plague on society. And that is the radical feminist. About it and learned that we weren't 100% on point when it comes to what a feminist truly is because of the levels of this decision. But we know that we hate radical feminists.
Would you say we hate Mormon people?
No, radical feminists.
Oh,
that was beautiful, Mormon. Annie.
Thank you. That's my new voice. My new personality, call her Sharon Sherry.
Sharon Sherry. Does she share in...
Sharon, something on the topic of disease. I think that's like a Butthole Surfers line or something. Remember that band? No, because you were like five.
No, I just like feel like Butthole Surfers are what I
are
call...
Are what guys who don't have houses that are crashing at your house but eating your butthole out every night so you let them stay, like couch surfers but butthole surfers?
No, I call them all like the rich kids from Malibu. However, that's hilarious.
I think my description might be more fitting.
I call those couch crickets.
Couch crickets? But what pertains to the butthole part?
See,
how can you denote that what they're saying, their rent is, they're bartering for butthole eating.
And you can look at her Airbnb online. Randy Hardy.
Airbnb, the first B is for buttholes. Ayo.
Ayo. Hiya, yo, 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 yo.
I'm staying my Airbnb. And eat my rump out, maybe.
I swear, Annie is like the only person who can say rump and be cute about it. I mean, like, I don't even want her to hear me compliment her right now, but.
Even Miley Cyrus doesn't sound cute.
No.
I bet she does.
When I think of her saying rump, I think of her, like, misquoting Rex and Effects while quoting it properly.
Rectum Effects.
All I want to do is on the Zoom.
And then boom, boom. Rump. Eat your rump. So, we're speaking of rump eating, tonight we
feminists
have,
don't do that.
I don't know. I bet they get their rumps eaten.
Annie came up with the idea via text earlier saying, let's talk about feminists. And I was like, yeah, because I heard this ridiculous book that is out there right now, and it's called What Men Teach Other Men, and it's written by this crazy feminist woman. And we get here, I get to Annie's house, and she goes, you know, got to do our research before we start preaching on a subject.
I'm responsible.
As always. And we start looking and, you know, we're starting to see things about rape, sex trafficking, and we're starting to feel kind of like assholes for hating on this whole feminist notion.
Well, it's just that the whole feminist crap is, like, really expansive. I don't mean crap as in it's complete crap, garbage, and it's ruining our society, although
the feminism we're talking about does. How on earth did that not pick up me dropping something?
I don't know, but how do you always manage to make so much sound? Anyway, you're just meant to groove, make music, I guess.
You're that like, was a very sweet. That was a really
everything
sweet.
Everything is
save.
Music.
Aw, that was very sweet. I was
like, it was sweet.
That was very sweet.
But let's talk about who's not sweet, and that is, what are they called?
The radical feminists, which just sounds.
any radical thing, unless it's like skateboarding or surfing, is usual.
Radical surfing sounds awesome to Annie.
Well, no, those are people who say radical, or they did in like the 80s and maybe the 90s, but radical, you know, terrorism groups, they're like never good. Like they never say that to depict something good like they used to back in the Bill and Ted days.
Meanwhile, I'm thinking of like the civil rights movement and like the radical like Black Panthers who were violent, you know what I mean?
Who knows even if that movement was a good one? I mean, it probably was. I don't know what it's about. I really don't know.
On the next episode, we'll go into the minds of the Black Panthers and the civil rights movement.
Was it a good plan or was it bad? I wasn't there, I can't say. What if they had it so much better when they were, like, slaves?
No, Annie.
I feel like I had it so much better when I was a slave.
Annie, I'm just going to go ahead and, like,
okay.
Put a plug.
I'm going to say that was a good one because, you know, was that what Abraham Lincoln did?
Okay, I'm just going to step
in
here.
No, I'm serious. I don't know anything
about civil
rights.
And I'll tell you, okay. See, I learned racism as a concept by writing a speech from the perspective of the most radical Black Panther, H.R.A.T. Brown, going to Alabama and having to give this speech in front of people who marched with Martin Luther King as a black man.
In blackface?
Not in blackface. I didn't go that far, but I did have to go, black power, and I had to do the voice.
Why did you have to do that? What psychopath school
I mean,
was
it's
this?
It's more like, it's actually a really, really brilliant way because it's, we learned racism from a perspective
from black
that
hating you for being white and saying.
Well, I don't know how they weren't. How they weren't like, what the fuck are these group of white kids doing here?
You know what I've noticed? Nobody cares less about racist shit than black people and Mexican people and all the people who actually are those races. You know, it's the white people who get the most upset at racism.
See, I find it's not. I find it's like. I mean, personally, I feel like there's a lot of people waiting for me to say something racist so they can,
but those are your friends, quote-unquote.
No,
unquote.
I mean, just
who
in
else?
General, though. You don't think that the most racist people are, in a way?
Not the most racist, the most offended by racism is what I'm talking about.
But I feel like there's a difference between being offended and people looking to be offended.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like there's this weird, I don't know. It's because of the way I was raised, I'm sometimes really unaware of it. I mean, I understand if it, you know, it's people's heritage. Our, you know, ancestors didn't go through what they went through. But it's like,
what,
these
our Jewish
people,
ones?
No, I'm talking, I mean.
Or our white ones.
Well, our Jewish ones went through a bunch of shit. I'm talking about, like, you know, a black friend of mine being like, you don't understand, like, how, like, it cuts deep and stuff or how people look at me differently. And I'm thinking, fair enough to a point, but then it's like, in Hollywood, in this day of age.
Asia, I'm going to have to interrupt you. I just realized I can no longer say my best friend is black because she's dead. And she wasn't really my best friend for the past 10 years, but do you realize what a blow this is to my racism? Like,
I've never heard you say that your best friend is black.
Well, you know, I'm not often accused of racism, but should it get down? I mean, I am on Facebook, like in weird race wars.
From yourself, you are. Which makes you, I mean, you're not a racist. You just make jokes about how you're not racist and like.
No, I don't make jokes about not being racist. I make racist jokes, to be honest.
I guess I'm thinking about Periscope and people commenting being like.
I just think words mean almost nothing.
They mean nothing.
Especially from you.
Especially from. Okay, wait, I'm going to get back to what I was saying. And that is that in this day of age, the race that's the most relevant, especially when it comes to, like, Hollywood and the industry, is green, and it's money, because, you know, when it comes
to
status.
That's not a race of people. I thought you were going to say the race that is most, whatever you just said, is, fuck, I forgot. I should have interrupted you. The race, what was the word that you said? The race that
green?
Is, no. That is insane, first of all. A reptilian, maybe, would be the answer to green race.
I thought I was being
people.
So clever at not being like, it's money and status, and you just made me feel so dumb, like these green people.
Oh, like aliens and reptilians who really are money obsessed. But no, what's the word you said, setting that up? You said something.
Status.
The race. Fuck, I can't remember. I demand a recall.
Annie does this.
Oh, I was just going to say the human race, but that's not funny, so I didn't say it.
I'm so glad we recapped. However, have you ever thought it's like the human race to what? Like race alone is a weird word because it's like
we're racing to win. To survive.
It's like, well, it automatically implies winning and losing.
Because some of us win and some of us lose.
But I've never thought about that till now, so.
Some of us are human. Some of us are not that human.
You lose.
You lose.
You choose.
You choose. We'll keep your love locked down.
I will get my recorder out, Annie.
Your recorder? Uh-oh, please don't. Chorley lurks around here waiting to chip your tooth. Look how adorable Angel Baby's asleep on my laptop, and she's making the little dandelion thing where it wants me to put in my password go back and forth. That's pretty cute.
I think that dandelions are very cute, and I've been seeing them everywhere.
That's because you became aware of them because of me and my story about seeing a 2 million dandelion march. Segway.
No, because remember I was telling you about how dandelions were extinct and how I always blow them? I would blow the wishes.
They're not extinct, or there wouldn't be any.
Well, they're going extinct. So
they're endangered.
Those weed whackers out there, don't pick your dandelions.
I don't think those Mexies are listening to our podcast Annie. For some reason. What? That's what I call all my Mexie friends. It's just short for Mexican.
You know, when I first moved out here, I didn't know that there was a thing, a racism thing with Mexicans. Oh, no. With Mexicans and people from California. I thought it was a weird joke that my ex-boyfriend had.
All my exes live in Mexes. Careful, don't hit that microphone.
I'm not, and I'm trying. It's like, I feel like I'm on to like some really deep point, and then this is like green people in Mexes. Like, oh, Annie, this is your draw, man. Like, God.
I'm in the nexus of a Mexis.
A Millie woman march.
A Millie, a Mexi.
Okay, so this radical feminist is what they believe is that there just shouldn't be a gender. And not in the way where it's like we're all one. In the way where
we're all one dickless
it's
and vaginalist.
It's a total asshole move to think that women are gonna make babies. Like the fact that women are the only, like we're not seahorsing around to a point where they're like literally putting effort into making some kind of like external baby thing for a guy. It's like, it's almost, just, it's very bizarre. It's very culty.
No, they're looking to grow babies in technology. And of course they would, the devil's technology. But, you know,
if we're going to get biblical for a second, Jezebel, which is a spirit that Annie taught me about, the name.
Well, she was a real person in the Bible before that, before she became the spirit of narcissism.
Right, but I'm saying, like, how I was introduced to this word, Jezebel, which you were telling me, the spirit of Jezebel is, you know, anyone can have it, women, men, and it's basically the spirit of narcissism, which you can go to our first or everything we've ever talked about, which we reference.
And it's the worst, hardest one to get rid of.
And in the Bible, she's this total con artist, witch type that I just...
Yeah, she encourages people to worship Baal. And to do, like, you know, child sacrifice, I believe. And she ends up meeting her demise when some fool pushes her out of a window. But then she comes back and she's, like, number one head demoness of hell. Not exactly, but mostly. Because she's in every narc. And, you know, if you know what I know about demons, when you have sex with someone, whatever, you guys, you know, it's a serious matter to have sex. And you open your field to whatever they're harboring in their field, demon-wise, whatever. And so once you get this Jezebel, she is a warring spirit, and she will F your S up.
And so this, what Annie and I came to, I don't know if Annie already knew this, but what I'm like really horrified is that this biblical character who represents everything Annie and I especially stand against in every way possible is the name of the website for feminism. And it's, I'm just like so confused by that, because it's basically being like this con artist, well, witch bitch.
Well, the other people, or the other like female biblical, you know, mythical creature is Lilith. And Lilith is the original wife of Adam, although They barely mention
from this. Adam and Eve.
Yeah, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and not Adam and Shreves, because we don't even know.
And not don't ask Jeeves.
Yeah, don't ask us Jeeves. But Lilith was married, was Adam's original bitch, and God was like, "Yo, I'm gonna make these two people out of this same shit." But
I love Annie's Bible study, by the way.
But you know, Lilith was like, "Yo, I'm equal to this motherfucker," and he's like, "Let's fuck, Lilith," and she's like, "No, I don't want to," and he's like, "Lay down for me, Lilith. Lilith, you're my wife, bitch." And
she's like, "Was she made from a rib too?"
No, she was made from the same shit Adam was made from, like clay.
Clay?
Clay. That's what Adam was made of, or dust, or some dust in the wind or something. And so he's like, "Let's fuck, Lil. Stop fucking with me." And she goes, "No." And she like, she swooped up into the air and she like flew away. And long story short, Lilith became the first demon of hell. And she is the demon responsible for sudden infant death syndrome and the death of women in travail, which is to say women having children.
And so basically, you know, these radical feminists who are all about this one gender, or especially making it clear that, you know, women are equal, but kind of, it's kind of, you know,
Lilith fair, remember?
So, you know, obviously they're not going to be into the his story of anything. And, you know, they're probably worshiping these women in the Bible if they are raised religious.
What?
I'm saying if women are raised religious and they become a radical feminist, they're going to look to the woman in the Bible. And these women in the Bible sound like they fucking suck. So I'm saying that's what probably causes some kind of culty shit that goes down.
Well, yeah, I think some of the feminism is like, they're all like uppity about like, "Oh, all the bitches in the Bible are like the bad people."
They wouldn't say bitches.
Yeah, they would say all the empowered females in the Bible. Ugh. Yuck. Come on. Something just makes my vagina like do the equivalent of a dry heave when I think about certain aspects of feminism.
Oh my God, I'm sitting on the floor down from you.
Dry heaving.
Face the other direction.
Vaginally dry heaving. Also I'm saying, Asia, is that I think I'm a real feminist. And there are, I think they have a name for that within the 50 different subcategories of feminists. Hey, will you give me my binder thing?
Well, yeah, but would you have said that earlier today?
Definitely not. Well, no, I would, because I said this yesterday to somebody. I said, I think I'm a real feminist because I believe in being feminine. I saw that, you know, that show Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they call it that?
I don't know.
Because those don't look like girls to me, Asia.
That's like the lip. Me and my ex used to sit and watch that being like, "Do you want to have sex?" No. Like, let's just go to bed. Yeah. Like, not look at each other. Like, don't touch me.
What are those is what I want to say.
Potatoes.
Ugh, potato sacks.
I don't even know why I said it. That's so mean.
No, I don't give a fuck. Because you know what? Listen, I'm going to talk shit for a second here. Because I don't care. This is what I think. And if somebody doesn't like it, they can unfollow me on Patreon. Patreon.com/Annie Hardy.
We just decide to give her money. We sign up.
I lost a lot of followers when I had a race war and a gay war on Facebook. Anyway, but don't be a social justice warrior to me. Just hear me out. Not you. I'm talking to the people. So that chick from, what's her name? Potato sack. John Lennon. Now I really want tuna salad.
Lena
though.
Dunham. Ew.
Lena Dunham.
Lena Dunham makes you want tuna salad.
Well, I was thinking of a potato sack with a tuna salad in it and Lay's potato chips. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds so good. Like, I think I have PMS. And I'm like,
I don't know what you have, but that's so gross.
I love tuna salad. Yeah, but now I want some tuna salad first. I think I have some tuna. If not, got some cat food that's in your second.
Oh, I can't do cat.
You don't have to eat it. It's just for me.
But I can't look at it. Ever since I was little, I used to
get over it.
No, I.
Wait, watch. Get over it. You are
Annie's
free.
Looking at me with no, not blinking, and
I'm freeing you. I'm untangling this.
And you let go.
Devilish thing in your brain.
And you
and I'm freeing you from these constraints of having a baby food restriction.
No, but
now you can be an adult.
Wasn't even the issue.
I don't care what the issue was. The fact there is one is the baby part.
Okay.
Food restrictions are for babies and kitties and doggies.
I feel like the fact that Lena Dunham makes you want a potato sack of tuna salad is a more bigger issue.
Well, it's specifically tuna salad with Lay's potato chips in it in a potato sack. I don't know. She looks,
anyway, so Lena Dunham.
She looks like a potato. You're right. So she's got some, you know, website.
I don't know.
She's got a feminism website of some sort called, like, who cares?
There's like a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's like t-shirt.com.
No, it's like, I just feel like there's some fucking shirt that she has.
Sloppyslob.com. I'm not sure.
So, you the know, slop.
You know the chick Bethany from that band Best Coast? Mm-mm. I call him Ugly Giant Drag.
Just for an Annie tidbit.
Girl power.
So, anyways, back to Empathic Waste Resistance.
So fucking Bethany, who I have no problem with, except for after reading this article of hers that she wrote for Lena Dunham's website. It is so, ugh. It says, like, basically, this chick's talking about some dude who was reviewing her show and, like, it sounded like she was dressed like a hooker. And he was like, yo, this bitch's outfit is tight. And she's like, you sexist. You know, would you say something about a man's outfit? No, but would a man be dressed like a prostitute on stage? I highly doubt it. Like, so what I grasped from her article was like, yo, this is the new way of feminism. Y'all ready for this? What you get is you get to dress like a prosty. You get to stand on stage looking like a trifling asshole. You get to basically finger bang yourself on the hood of a car. And if a guy dare looks at you sideways with your finger, the three fingers in your own vagina, one pinky in your butthole, he's a pig and he must go to jail.
No, but you're totally right. I forgot about this kind of feminist. It's like such a Hollywood thing. My friend really liked this girl, and she always like posts these photos of her like on the floor with like pizza covering her like boobs, and that's it. Or like her like cleaning the floor with her butt in the air. But then it's like she's the kind of girl where it's like if you say bitch in front of her, she's like, that's not funny.
That's
like, I can't imagine being around someone like that.
I would take those pizza slices and just slap her in the face. And then I'd say, do you have any tuna salad and potato chip? Because I'm hungry.
Ew, bumming hard, bumming real hard.
Don't bum, man. It's a choice to bum. Look at this little cat. You think she's bumming?
So, Lena, what if we had her on our show?
I don't think so after this. She moved. Just called her a potato.
She left the country?
No. Yeah. Oh, God, I forgot she made that disgusting abortion statement, too. Did you hear that?
No, I just...
Oh, that sloppy slob said... Sorry, I shouldn't say stuff like that, but I do have PMS, feminism. I'm going to pull the feminism card.
No, you don't have PMS.
Yes, I do. We're nearing the end of the month. When I started my residency, my first show was the first day of my period. So, PMS, yo.
I feel like you still have another week and a half.
Till I start my period. Yes. Before that is premenstrual syndrome, Asia.
Oh my gosh, Annie.
Robert hated when I did retard voice so
retard. The retard voice.
Yeah. So anyway, she says like Lena Dunham was being interviewed and she was like, talking about Planned Parenthood, which in case people don't, oh God, I have so many beliefs in the truth, which sounds so crazy that make me sound like such a psycho or such a right wing, like conservative or something that's crazy, you know, but I just want everyone in the crowd listening tonight to consider this. Every time you automatically snap to thinking I'm crazy, consider why you think that. Are you possibly programmed by our society to automatically think things like Christianity, non-liberal beliefs, anything that's like resembling right-wing is crazy, you know? But do you think about these topics on your own without just being told what to think and automatically thinking? Okay, so she goes, Planned Parenthood, blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, I never had
an abortion. Sorry, that breakdown was a little like...
Well, it's just like, it's like, dude, or people don't think about stuff.
Or if they get uncomfortable with what you say, maybe think and identify.
Just don't get uncomfortable. Because that is stupid.
Smile now, cry later.
It's like, just get over it. I can say whatever the fuck I want. I can think whatever the fuck I want. You can never change it because I only believe in the truth. And I believing in lies up to other people who are lying to themselves and lying to other people. I've been working on not lying for 5 years. It took about 3 to start to fully eliminate lying from my daily life. It's really a serious thing. And it's not because I was such a liar. It's because I was just such a normal person. We automatically lie when we feel guilt or we don't want to make someone feel bad. But the truth is always the best way. The truth is always the way. And so, you know, I'm just telling the truth as I see it and as a lot of, you know, other things see it, like, you know, the truth of the universe.
Other things see it, the green people.
I didn't want to bring God to do it, but like, you know.
Or God,
or the green people.
Oh, my God.
Or Greenpeace. Oh, I got to cancel. I have a $15 monthly subscription to Greenpeace. It's really killing me. I do not need this in my life. It's like, I was really on top of it. I was having a spiritual as fuck day at the airplane mall by myself. I'd been, you know, going around the clock that day, and I was just on seventh heaven, and I fucking had a great talk with this guy at Ulta store, and we ended up hugging. He worked there at the end. We're like, I love you, man. Like, you're
my... At the airport?
No, at the Ulta store, the makeup store at the airplane mall. I call it the Burbank Empire Center.
Oh.
You know, where I, like, only go shopping.
Yeah, where we
TJ
always end
Maxx,
up.
TJ Maxx, Target, oh. Yeah. It's safe. But it's really not actually. But there's so many stores there, you can't really deny it. And then I ran into some Greenpeace guy, and then I was like, "Yeah, I'll give you $15 a month." Like, fuck off, give it back. I mean, I am down for what they do. They're one of these organizations that I don't think is completely corrupt, like Planned Parenthood. To segue back into what it is,
I didn't know that you thought that Planned Parenthood was corrupt. I don't really know much about Planned Parenthood these days.
Planned Parenthood was created to kill non-whites. So don't call me racist if you go there to kill baby. Do you know that song?
No, I thought you were just talking like
that. No, it's a Shat song. It's a song by a band named Shat. I have to show you. This guy, Jeff Wood, he got shot in the head by a rooftop shooter. He was driving in a tour van and went through the roof of the car. Travis put his record out on Buddy Head, Shat, several records. And
like Shat yourself?
Well, yeah, like past tense of shit. And Shat, like after he got shot in the head, he had to relearn to walk and tie his shoes and all this stuff. And like, so Jeff Wood is his name. He just like writes all these songs about like sex and basic, you know, like, you know, basic needs of a human, like horny human with the shot in the head. And so one of the songs is, he goes, oh my God, we're pregnant. What are we going to do? Kill baby, kill baby. They're like a metal band, and like Jeff Woods wearing like a dildo, like mohawk on his head. He's got dildos on his knees and on his chin, a chindo, and he invented the drill-do.
I thought you sing on the chindo.
On the chindo.
So wait, you've never been to Planned Parenthood?
I have been. I used to go all the time. I used to be on birth control. You know, I have been there, trust and believe. I've spent my fair share of time just checking it out in there. But Planned Parenthood, let's not forget, murders millions of babies every day.
I didn't. Okay.
In a blood sacrifice to Baal, much like Jezebel would love. They make you, right before you get the abortion, sign over your baby's body to science or Pepsi. Yeah, they put aborted fetus kidneys in. I've told you this before. I said, don't drink that Gatorade, Asia.
Yeah, but I didn't
know kidneys in
that it was like from abortions.
Well, how do you think they got aborted kidney fetuses?
Well, you say, like, you know, you say
they just take out one of a living baby.
I feel like you said, like, that kind of stuff's in, like, a lot of, like, things. I mean, maybe it is. However, you know, that was also the beginning of me hanging out with you. So it's like a lot of the extremes I didn't know that were just actually like how it went down. I didn't know it wasn't an exaggerated point.
I've never made an exaggerated point to you, I don't think.
That's False.
What?
You've never made an exaggerated point to me.
How so? Tell me one example of an exaggerated point. Maybe like a physical exaggeration.
Exactly.
But not like exaggerating and lying.
No, I'm not saying you're lying.
You just did. You said an exaggerated point. That would be lying. You didn't mean a physical exaggeration.
I was thinking about earlier, the first thing that came to my mind when you were like, I'm petting Charlie. You're saying it out loud. You're like, I'm actually trying to find her spine so I can break it. But like,
don't say that. People called the ASPCA on me already and the cops showed up at my door.
Maybe they'll come take Charlie.
I wish a person would. I wish a guy I would. But just don't touch the sweet one. Because I love her so much. I will die if anything happens to her.
Annie's cat Angel Baby is in heat tonight to a point where it's like...
She's sleeping.
Right, but she was just wriggling around, just going...
Yeah, I'm not proud that I've let another cat go into heat. But I'm not a normal person.
When you're in heat, that's not what you do. You're not cute like that.
No. And guess what, guys? I'm in heat a lot more than I ought to be. You know why? Something that I believe stems all the way back to feminism, but that's this new breed of very effeminate males who don't like to have sex in society. Have you happened upon them?
No.
No? Oh, lucky you then, I suppose. But there's a dick drought going on in the world. You didn't know?
I mean, I think that...
Something wrong in the world today. Don't know what it is.
How come all these men might be gay?
No, they're not gay. They're straight. They just have lost the desire to have sex. Especially with me. Or like most...
She's still looking hella fine, gentlemen.
It's not me. I know that. Because like I'm fucking...
Because they're still in love with you. I've seen it.
Well, people being in love with me makes them want to run away and not have sex with me, apparently. That's another thing. There's something wrong with the world today.
I wonder if, like, porn these days...
Yes, that's one of the big contributing factors. Feminism, water with fluoride in it. You know, fluoride attacks a man's testosterone. What are you doing?
Asking for a lighter.
Oh, that was a really bad way of asking. I thought you wanted the iPad. So fluoride, which they've proven to have zero health benefits for anyone, especially for things like teeth, it actually causes the opposite of what they allege that they put it in the water for. Let's be honest. Where did they dump fluoride into the water in the past to make people docile? Do you know? World War II, concentration camps. Fluoride in water to make the prisoners more docile.
We are overwhelming people, but you are very smart.
Thank you. And it's very true, you know? I'm only preaching the gospel of truth.
It's interesting. Annie and I have done a few takes of this. Well, not of this podcast, but there were a few takes where we had some kind of bizarre misunderstandings where I actually, in the end, was like, you know, can we, like, not, or can we re-record it and whatnot? We'll probably have it outtakes when, you know, someday when it's funnier. But she, you know, her and I don't agree on everything, and yet we stand for the same thing ultimately. And I learned so much from her, but in the strangest ways I'm realizing. Like just now when you were like, you know, in the mentality of explaining this to them, and you were kind of like, I couldn't tell if you were quizzing me or like, you know.
It was both. It's all of us. You know, we're all one. So I'm talking to you.
I'm so nervous. I didn't know the answer, though.
You don't have to know the answer, though, Asia.
But I felt like I was getting, like, a school quiz because, you know, you were like, I didn't know fluoride had anything to do with World War.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, Asia. It was used. I mean, they had a lot of chemical warfare going on there behind the scenes, just like they do now. People just don't realize. You know, the same thing happened in World War II. First thing they did was they encouraged everyone to turn in their guns. That's a smart move. And people are such sheep that they came and they went and did it. And people were in denial that the whole Holocaust was happening, that they were taking, like, truck loads of Jews and just shipping them off to these FEMA camps of World War II era called concentration camps.
You know what we should discuss? And that is before the inauguration, how there were crazy subliminal messages we kept catching. Remember with my text saying thought crime? And you know, and that was insane. The thing is, I didn't even tell you about the rest of that happening. It was like, because, you know, the night before you were telling me how some commercial, this woman, accidentally took a photo and it said kill backwards.
Yeah, kill backwards on the screen.
And I've, for some reason, I've been very aware of the kind of people that would affect.
All people, because all of our subconsciouses record everything that they see, whether we want them to or not. And who knows this better than the powers that be that are putting these backward mass messages in our music, on our television, flashing like a dude's dick faster than the human eye can process. Why do we need 1080p TVs when our brain and eyes can only, process about 700?
You know, there's also something really interesting. I read this article about how originally the standard tuning of music, it was at 440 and 432 and 444. And it's like they chose the frequency of chaos over the one of good vibrations. And this was a really long time ago.
But you know who that was? The reptilians in... Look at this cat sleeping like this. Is she serious? Can you be so cute? Is it legal? You know, anytime I get upset about, what are they called? I demand a recall.
When Annie does that, by the way, it's actually a really awesome trick. At first, I was skeptical, but she puts her hand on her head and she says, I demand a recall.
I demand a recall.
With me, it's a kind of like, you know, if you can't remember what the song title is or who you were thinking about or, why you walked into a room and what you were going to get, it, really freakishly works, except for when we're recording this podcast.
The Rothschilds. And the Rothschilds.
There we are.
They did it. They somehow have their grubby little lizard fingers in the pocket of whoever, and they were able to set the tone for music and make it so it makes us instantly feel off.
And the fact that it goes back to standard tuning.
It is standard tuning. They made that the standard tuning. So I think if you want to be in tune with the frequency of love and the Earth's frequency, you would want to tune to 444?
It's 432, I think, and then or 444, which makes sense because that's an angel number, and it's the vibration numbers that, said to go with crystals.
And it's what I would yell out the window when I drove by the golf course in high school every day. Four! Four. It was long. Four. So I would yell it three times. Oh my God, Asia, it was my favorite thing to do.
That's four. The kind of thing I wish we could do someday together.
Well, we could. We would just have to find a golf course.
There's one on my street.
A golf course on your street?
Of course.
A million golfers I'd like to meet.
And scream.
Four.
Four.
Four for four. You know, that's cool. That sucks, but that's cool.
We just covered so many
topics. Yeah. Let's end this shit early and eat some Kugel. No, how long has it been, though?
It has been.
Podcasts are long. And they're known to get it on.
I arranged these setting quite strange. Hold on.
Baby. Okay, so let me move on to the next topic, or the next, thing I'm pointing my finger at for the emasculation of men.
Okay, which is, I had a question for you, though, about it can wait. I know, sorry.
Which is food. Our food, well, actually, I think that one was more aimed at women, but they're so chock full of hormones and antibiotics and blah.
And blah. Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt so blatantly, but it just kind of covers a lot of what you say, just because, you are very opinionated, and, I'm just curious if, you've been able to maintain friendships where someone is as opinionated, but has very, for example, I'm thinking in my own head, I don't know about the whole reptilian thing. I don't look into that. I don't learn about it. It's to a point where it's like, I don't think in that perspective. I don't even fuck with
reptilian shit. It's a little too crazy.
But I'm saying, like, I don't think in that way. I don't, like, think of it as good or bad. I just don't, I haven't learned as that part of my life. It's not, hasn't been relevant to me, even if it has. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, has there been someone who knows as much as you when it comes to these specific topics who just doesn't agree and who believes their truth?
By definition, they wouldn't be knowing as much as me because people who disagree with me are people who are vehement ignoramuses, and they have, like, their sanity, like, depends on their ignorance, because they're usually people that, you know, don't believe in God and get mad about it when you mention it. And it's like, oh, okay, no problem for you there, I guess. Not an issue. And
I feel like, do you think that people pretend to believe in God when they're around you?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Because I feel like I've seen that before. I can't even think of who, but I could see.
I can.
And that's, yeah.
I hate mouthing things during the podcast, but I did it anyway because I don't.
We just can't tell you guys who it is.
Yeah. Not that you care. You don't know who it is.
You might.
It might be you, for all we know.
Well,
but yeah, I think, you know, I don't judge people. I do, but I don't. And ultimately, my judgment of people doesn't matter because only one person's judgment really does. And that guy's name is Jesus. He works out at the auto repair store. Excellent Lube, I think it's called. But no, like, I by definition am a judgment-free person. People, for some reason, trip, like, about what I'll think of them. But I see everyone as being born perfect and pure in the eyes of God. We're all born perfect, and, you know, and nothing is too wrong with any of us. You know, God, I really want tuna salad, though. I was just thinking.
My God. Except for Lena Dunham.
Yeah, well, that was flashed through my mind. I go, no, I'm sure she's
flashed
fine.
Through your mind.
Flashed through my mind. Oh, I really want a potato salad.
The thing is, like, for those who don't know Annie Hardy personally, you know, you say such outrageous, hilarious things. And for some reason in this podcast, I'm very aware of how people would just, like, grab onto it and choose to think that, like, you're being negative when really it's like, you do it as a joke because you are so always on the team of, like, people being one and love, and to a point where it's like, it's such a joke, and that's why it's like anything you say, and to why it's an extreme joke, and that's why it's like, I don't know, but
yeah. I'm glad that you get that, Asia, because there's things I say that if people are looking, they're out there trolling for a fight because they're a social justice warrior, they will pick a fight with me about, and in their mind, they might even win, even though I fucking crushed them. I crushed everyone so hard during my race war on Facebook that I just started being funny and, like, you know, and being so ridiculous because I think what they're doing is so ridiculous.
Give the people what they want.
Are we really having a war over anyone's words? Who gives an active shit, you know? Who gives a fuck? I'm just going to say it. Sorry, million women who marched about this, is it so bad that Donald Trump talks about grabbing pussies? He's like a jock. That's how jocks talk in high school, in the locker room. It's like, what's so bad? We are in a dick drought.
And, like,
you should be lucky if Donald Trump grabs your pussy, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't walk around grabbing your own pussy in, like, millions at a time.
Yeah, what?
I'm saying the millions of marching.
Oh, right.
It's like, Grab your life by the pussy. Don't be pussies.
Don't care. Like, okay. Well, can you pretend to be like a basic bitch for me right now, Asia? And tell me. Okay. Tell me, dear basic bitch.
Yes.
Why is Donald Trump the hateful one?
Well, the thing is, it's like he tweets at, like, SNL saying, like, don't tell these things about me because all these articles are wrong. And it's like, why are you tweeting when you should be running the country?
How's that hateful, though?
I mean, it's just negative. And the thing is,
but is that hateful?
I mean, he doesn't say I hate, and it's just kind of
Does he hate anyone? As far as you can tell?
No, he's not like he, like, you know, says I hate, but it's kind of more like what's implied in, like, his priorities. And
So the perception is hate.
And so, like,
from you and your basic people.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, and that's the thing, and that's why we, like, you know.
Wait. So there is a rule, basic bitch, that you have, like, you can't find anything in someone else that isn't true of yourself. So why is it that Donald Trump hasn't called Hillary hateful, but Hillary and all her supporters and all these, like, anti-pussy grabbers call Donnie boy.
Well, I just think Donnie it's like, boy. You know, it's like, and people are so negative on Facebook. So what I read on what Facebook is how people need to not be negative on Facebook.
Okay, that's a bad thing to do too.
I know, that is.
It's like, you don't want to write how people should not be negative. Write how people should be positive. People don't know how to think correctly to get the law of attraction working for them.
Can I go back to Asia now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
thank you.
So
thank you.
What drives me crazy about that, it's like, fight for something, not against it, or you are what you're against.
Yeah, but then are we narcs?
I mean,
eventually.
In our own way, but the thing is, like, remember how we were talking about, like, cleaning each other's places and stuff like that? Like, and if we had the mindset of narcs towards each other, it could be, like, a healthy thing, mm-hmm. just because it's like...
Wait, it could be a healthy thing?
Just, like, the mindset of, like, putting, you know, each other before ourselves when it, you know...
Oh, the codependent mindset? It wouldn't be a healthy thing with narcs.
We made a joke about it, though. I mean, I don't think that...
I don't know what...
I feel like if we were going to be narcs, I don't know, man.
Here's how I know.
But
we're not
fighting against them. We're fighting for not being around them.
I'm kind of fighting against them.
But that's when, if you're fighting against one, that's different.
Well, I guess I'm not actively.
We're trying to expose them. That's fighting for being free of them.
We're fighting for awareness in general, I think.
Yeah.
And people try to shy away from awareness these days, and I have to make them aware as best I can because these are important issues. A society with a sexless, like, gender system is insanity. Did you know Obama, like, apparently, like, this could be false information, but said Obama was moving to make this thing where it's like there's no distinguishing between the genders. And instead of saying mother or father, it just says like gender.
Master.
And servant.
I remember I remember this like cute guy I was talking to. And I was like, so like, you know, do you hook up with guys? And you know that they're gay or whatever they are when they go, it's not even about like me liking girls or guys, as it's
me
like
liking
the people. It's like go fucking. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, I think that's enough time on
is
this.
It? We're just gonna suddenly end like that?
Well, no, but
shouldn't you find out how long we've been recording before you?
Yes, but I feel like I need to stop that in order to do so. And pause.